Hi, everyone. Welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for a relevant and timely conversation with an industry leader to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's dive right in. I am especially excited to introduce Chris Kerr, the Chief Revenue Officer for Clairvoy. Clairvoy specializes in helping dealers, OEMs, and third-party providers measure and connect the complex path of the consumer journey across their marketing solutions and the vast automotive ecosystem. So Chris, welcome to Jaded for the Road Forward.
Happy to be here. Nobody wants to be jaded, so I'm excited to be here with you today.
Well, before we jump into our conversation, I would love to share just a little bit about the history between Cox Automotive and Clairvoy. Most of you know, I came to the corporate side of this industry that I love so very much from dealership world now almost a decade ago. And to ensure really that small and mid-sized groups had all of the tools and insights and technology and data that it was going to take for them to play on an even playing field with the publicly traded and new forms and hybrids that were grabbing market share at such a rapid pace. And all of those segments of which are near and dear to my heart as friends and clients, but measurement and value strategy are where I believed then and still believe success is born at the dealership level, at the group or C-suite level, the OEM level, and the Cox Automotive level. And so, Chris, when I met you and Steve and Matt many years ago, you used the phrase, "We are on a mission to create democratized attribution to close the blind spots for dealers in the automotive business." And that was really your all's kind of "you had me at hello" moment for me. And, you know, it's what our clients need. And it's what we as key strategic partners to our clients needed and still need to hold us accountable to the triune required for us to serve dealers by building products that meet their needs, that deliver tangible, measurable value that exceeds the cost they're paying for those products to drive the best ROI and return on advertising spend of anywhere in this industry where they can spend their hard-earned dollars. And so I've had a lot of debates internally and externally related to the transparency of our data, but you know me well. I love data because it simply says if what we are doing is working or if it's not, if it's us or if it's them, and then if we use that data properly, it gives us the exact path forward to fix it. And so you know how I think about our business at Cox Automotive. You know, it's our baby. And if my baby's ugly, I want to be the first to know it so we can get to work on it and fix it. So Chris, can you share a bit about the original goal of Clairvoy almost a decade ago when you all set out, I believe, it was to democratize attribution to the automotive industry. Tell us what that really means and how you've seen that evolve over the last 10 years.
Yeah, great. I think our goal hasn't changed that much at all, actually. You know, our goal is to help dealers measure the impact of their advertising and marketing and improve that with better data and better measurement tools so they can sell more cars. You know, we've seen a shift certainly in the last 10 years from more traditional advertising, you know, broadcast, cable, to shift to digital. We actually started in this industry measuring television advertising. We were tying the website visits that happened right after a TV spot airs back in 2014. Kind of came on the radar in automotive when we won the 2016 Innovation Cup at Driving Sales. And we've been all in automotive ever since. But unfortunately, there's still dealers out there that utilize the CRM for measurement instead of to manage their customer relationship. And we've seen a shift from the vendors to optimize what they're measured against, for example, leads or traffic to Google, you know, to Google Analytics. So at the end of the day, dealers are just trying to sell cars, and that has not changed at all. They were doing that 10 years ago. And so I would say the other big change that we made was earlier this year, we launched the ability for dealers to sign up for Clairvoy to be able to measure one of their digital sources for free. And I think at the end of the day, that is our biggest step in truly democratizing attribution for all dealers. So the mission has been the same. And I feel like we're finally getting there.
Yes, well, you and I know it's often a challenge for dealers to take insights and turn those into kind of actions and things that have real impacts on their business. What are some of your top recommendations for our listeners to start turning the dial to elevate their database decision making in both marketing and business strategy?
Yeah, I think number one, I would say, is just move beyond only looking at leads. While leads attribution and leads are important, certainly, you know, we track the average consumer do over 30 things in their ClickTrail journey before walking in or quote unquote, like driving by, you know, and stopping in and buying a car. Unfortunately, dealers are making a lot of their advertising purchase decisions based off of less than 5% of what is actually happening out there.
Yes, and you know, CRMs are great, a necessary part of our business. They are consumer relationship management tools, not reporting tools. They weren't built for measurement, and they just, you know, they simply can't account for solving the anonymous and known consumer activity equation that results in sales and profits for dealers. Can you share with our listeners why this is the case and maybe share some of the other gaps you think dealers need to be aware of?
Yeah, I think to do that, you really just have to think and consider the consumer purchase journey. Just think about your own behaviors. Right? Like I said earlier, shoppers don't exactly just stop in or drive by or walk in to buy, on average, their second largest purchase of their lifetime, right? They do their homework, just as you and I do our homework when we have a big purchase that we're trying to make. I use the example with AutoTrader, since we're on with Jade here. Just think of the consumer purchase journey. You go to a marketplace listing site, and you're narrowing your purchase for a vehicle. You go in that you put your radius that you're willing to travel to. You're looking at price range. Maybe you're selecting a couple of different makes, models. If it's a used car, you know, the amount of miles that are on that car. Maybe what color you want, you know, certain engine specs. You go down this path of all of the different things that you really want in a car, and you narrow that journey. And then typically, what's a consumer do once they narrowed it down to like 10 or 15 cars that they found that work and are what they really want to dive into and look at? The last thing they want to do is leave the site that they've, you know, finally got to the part where they, you know, the cars that they want to look at. So typically what we'll do is we'll see, the consumer, they'll open up a new, browser on their website, and then they'll go check inventory, pricing, maybe schedule a test drive. And when that happens, typically the consumer goes to the dealer's website, whether it's through direct by typing in the URL, which is kind of rare, or organic or paid search, or, you know, Google Business Profiles. But they go to the dealership's website. And if you only use, for example, Google Analytics, you would think that Google drove all that traffic. So that's a gap. It's a big gap in what actually happened. It's an important piece of the journey, certainly, but it doesn't really tell you the entire journey. And so those are the types of gaps that we're trying to help solve and helping dealers understand the entire purchase journey, and so they can then optimize based off of what's actually happening.
Sure. Chris, do you have any successes that you can share on the real differences it can make to a dealer's business when they fill in those gaps?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you know, the way the math works out, there are dealers out there that are making advertising and marketing decisions based off of less than 5% of the activity that's actually happening. So just holistically, when you are making data-driven decisions off of a much larger data set, then, you know, you're going to see better results.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest change.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, a hot topic, especially when it comes to leads, that's identity resolution, audience authentication, transactional attribution. Can you share a little bit about why this is such a hot topic, as well as modern ways you see work to match that anonymous online activity to sales records to give dealers a more comprehensive look into the measurement blind spots?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that those terms and topics are very important. It's getting harder and harder, and that will only continue. A lot of people out there are talking about third-party cookies being blocked or going away, or you might hear the deprecation of the third-party cookie. And it's as if it's something that's coming down the road. But the reality is it's already here. Apple, through the Safari browser, and now several others have been blocking third-party cookies for years. It makes identity resolution harder, but also more critical.
Yes.
And people coming from those browsers represent nearly half of a marketer's website traffic. And next quarter, when Google deprecates a third-party cookie via the Chrome browser, it's going to completely eliminate third-party cookies, which is going to be a huge blow for the digital marketers out there. It's something that we've been very focused on since 2018.
Yes. I meet with OEMs and the publicly traded groups, the biggest lenders and automotive partners in the business regularly, and even our own marketing agencies. And agencies aren't talking about these gaps for both retargeting and measurement, like you said, that have been upon us for years already. So before we wrap up here, I actually think it's important to address the years of pushing rocks uphill you've spent to achieve coverage across the industry and the education mission that you're still on to teach automotive operators where the gaps are in GA and beyond, and really leading the way in tagging and consumer tracking non-cookie-based mechanisms across most all of the listing sites, as well as the prominent research and shopping platforms across the automotive ecosystem.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been an education process. You know, first, we need everyone to understand the problem. It was almost easier back when we'd use the old John Wanamaker quote, half of my advertising is wasted, I just don't know which half.
Right.
I think marketers understood that. And they took solace in knowing that every marketer had the same problem. But really, with advanced data analytics, you can overcome that problem. And we happen to live in an industry, dare I say, where there's no shortage of snake oil salesmen out there. I do hate to say that, but it's true. And so I think once dealers and vendors learned that we were trying to solve a very old and very real problem, and at the same time, not trying to sell the dealer advertising or media, I think that's when things began to open up for us, because that's really ultimately the critical part. We are agnostic, and we are just trying to help dealers, providing them data that they can make decisions based off that's going to help their business. I mean, our goal is to optimize every single month, right? We want to improve over time, and you just can't do that if you're measuring the wrong things.
Exactly right. And, you know, as you said in the beginning, there are plenty of players in the automotive space that have built entire, very successful businesses by lead slinging and counting on dealers to have faulty approaches to measurement, to continue using what they could tangibly see in a CRM system. And so, you know, we also believe, and I fought as many battles internally as externally in the years that, you know, all of us in this space, it's a big decision to allow a third party to grade your homework transparently for the entire dealer body that, you know, that pays for your products and services to see. And it was a tough decision, but, you know, we are that confident, and we have built our audience model and our site value model around the consumer and the dealer, and the dealer's ability to connect with the most qualified, ready-to-buy consumer. And so we believe in this technology and the transparency that's necessary to hold ourselves and industry partners accountable to that level of measurement. So last question, with all of the incredible information you've shared today, what is your biggest piece of advice for modern dealers and OEMs to make sure they're accurately measuring and connecting all of those solutions and data and insights that they have to really maximize their marketing dollars, get a clearer picture of their return on investment, and drive revenue, but most importantly, to drive bottom line profit?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first one is to get beyond leads-based attribution. I mean, that needs to stop right now. And secondly, I would say really lean in, invest in understanding your first-party data. That's, you know, DMS data, that's CRM data, that's website traffic that a lot of people kind of leave out, website traffic data. If you are not actively investing in your first party data right now, then you are behind. But as they say, you know, When's the best time to plant a tree? The answer is 10 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? Today. So get to work.
Well said. So Chris, I want to thank you for joining me today. Such an incredible conversation on how to find the gaps, gain those insights, and then put them into action to turn them into profits and additional revenue opportunities when you have the full picture as a dealer. So I encourage each of you to connect with Chris Kerr on LinkedIn or learn more about what ClearVoy offers by going to clearvoy.com. So thank you, Chris, for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate anybody that is willing to be transparent and lean in on improving things for dealer clients. So I really appreciate your time today.
Yes, well, every dollar matters to our clients always, but especially as we are embarking on the first buyer's market that we've seen in quite a long time. So I think that about wraps us up. And thank you, our subscribers and followers, for watching or listening to this bonus episode of Unjaded for the Road Forward. Don't forget to visit b2b.autotrader.com/unjaded for the Road Forward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released each month, as well as be surprised when subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year are released. And it's bonus episodes exactly like this one that should encourage you to sign up now. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I'd like to thank you for joining us for Unjaded Discussions aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. Be sure to tune in next month as we'll continue to open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming up next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. As always, we'll continue to cut through the noise together to drive real results for you.